You are listening to a summary of his Facebook luring you into being depressed, an article by Chelsea Wald.
There's been a great deal of speculation about whether social media damaged people in some nefarious and irrevocable way. Most individuals read about this speculation online, then promptly returned to their endless scrolling and clicking. Is this something to worry about? While it's clear that social media inspire a broad range of emotions, researchers are just beginning to sift through the data. Science writer Chelsea Wald offers a solid synopsis of social media. Related research. Did Abstract recommends her analysis to anyone who uses social media, be it Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Snapchat, or any other social platform.
In a 2013 study, University of Michigan social psychologist Ethan Cross and his fellow researchers texted 82 people 5 times a day, asking them a series of questions about their recent social media usage and their current mental state. People's answers demonstrated a strong correlation between the amount of time they spent on Facebook and waning emotional well-being. Using Facebook made participants a little bit sadder, in a phenomenon known as Facebook depression. Some researchers suggest that Facebook depression results from envy. According to this theory, social media expose users to idealized versions of other people's lives, which, in turn, makes them feel as though their own lives lack something. While envy might inspire some people to work harder and achieve more, few would describe it as a pleasant emotion. People temporarily combat the discomfort of envy by carefully cultivating their own best images on social media. This creates an envy spiral, according to Hanna Krasnova, a researcher at the University of Bern in Switzerland. Exponential increases in positive posts further separate the social media world from the physical world, where people face real-life problems. Depression is an issue many individuals deal with in their lives. Charlotte Blees, a cognitive scientist at the University of Leeds and Harvard Medical School, suggests that social competition theory offers a partial explanation of social media melancholy. When encountering a superior, possibly antagonistic person, early humans avoided violent confrontations with a dominant other by signaling deference via submissive stances such as withdrawal, slumped posture, and low self-esteem. This once adaptive social behavior persists even when modern humans are safe behind their screens, resulting in depression. But does cultivating the perfect social media image result in real-world success? While narcissistic pleasure might give people a temporary boost, data suggests that most will take a negative view of self-promotional posts. According to University of Chicago behavioral scientist Nicholas Epley, online messages rarely provoke empathetic responses. Whether an interaction is a business pitch or strictly social, people like each other better in person.